It is for veterans experiencing mental health and substance use challenges, a respite home managed by fellow veterans. We're talking about the R&R House on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Department of Health Services says it is the first of its kind in the nation, opening earlier this year in Pewaukee. The need is urgent. Among veterans with recent care by the Veterans Health Administration who died by suicide in 2018, nearly 60% had a mental health or substance use disorder diagnosis in the lead-up. That's according to the VA's 2020 Veteran Suicide Prevention Report. Are you a veteran? Where do you see gaps in services? How are you assisting a fellow veteran? What do you think of a respite home? 800-642-1234. Brian Michael is Director of Prevention Services at Mental Health America of Wisconsin. He's Program Director for R&R House. Brian, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We also have Peter Boricki, who is house manager of R&R House, which is operated by Mental Health America of Wisconsin. Peter, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me be here.
Peter, you served in the Army as an infantry soldier. You received a Purple Heart in your Afghanistan tour. First of all, thank you for your service. What was that transition like from military to civilian?
Getting out of the military can be pretty tough, just because when you're out, you're essentially out. And especially for me, when I was getting out of the military, they didn't really tell you how to go about getting your benefits, who to talk to, who to reach out to. So you're kind of on your own. So it's a little hard at first trying to figure out who you should be contacting for help. Disability or just someone to talk to. And for me, it was a little difficult too, because I really just didn't know who to talk to, because, back home is my family or my civilian friends. And for me, it was really difficult to talk about my experiences with them, since, one, they weren't in the military, and two, try and talk to a civilian who's never been in the military. It's hard to communicate. Us veterans essentially have our own language. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to tell your story or, something that happened, it almost seems like you have to stop and pause every couple minutes to explain something, which can be pretty frustrating.
Oh, I would imagine. So what happened? How did you find your way? And where did you find those, breakthrough moments where you could really get connection?
So for me, it was a lot of trying to do research on my own, which led me to good places and bad places, but then really reaching out to other vets that I know, like either through American Legion or people I served with who are getting out too. And eventually, I did find a really good counselor who was able to connect with me, and that helped a lot because he was also a veteran.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just having that other person was a veteran helped me out a ton.
Brian, how do you view what the state is offering as far as mental health support, and where are the gaps?
So I think it's difficult because the system that veterans are asked to navigate is extremely complicated. It's extremely complex. Like Peter said, many of them don't know which door to go to first. And for which issues, there's a lot of difficulty in navigating those waters. So that's right off the bat. Veterans that are transitioning out need that support to know where to go and where they can get support. Obviously, the VA is a wonderful resource, but not every veteran wants to go to the VA. They might have had a bad experience with it. There's sometimes stigma associated with seeking mental health care, which is a stigma shared by the general community, but even stronger among veterans. So there are opportunities to get that support, but it's just a matter of finding it sometimes. But there, that be at the VA Medical Center, the vet centers, the Milwaukee Vet Center, or other vet centers around the state that are there to support veterans who are in combat. Otherwise, it's really left up to the community resources and for them to work with a private provider who, like Peter said, often don't have that military background. So they're not able to really make that language connection, that cultural connection to make sure that they're actually being heard when they're getting services.
We're talking with Brian Michael, and he is program director at the R&R House, a new home in Pewaukee that's for veterans experiencing mental health and substance use challenges. Peter Borecki is with us, house manager, and sharing his story in the Army and becoming into civilian life. You can join in with your insights, 800-642-1234. Brian, to help veterans find the support they need, you helped open the R&R House in Pewaukee. Can you give us a bit of a tour? Tell us about it.
Sure. So the R&R House started from a grant that we received back in the beginning of 2019, a grant from Department of Health Services. And from then, it's a difficult undertaking to open a project like this. There's several other respites in the state, peer-run respites in the state, but this is the only one that focuses exclusively on serving veterans. The other ones don't accept veterans, but there's no special programming. There's no emphasis on making sure that they staff with veterans. So while they're a great resource, they're a fantastic resource around the state, they don't offer that specialized support that a veteran can get at the R&R House, where they can connect with another veteran who's been trained to use their own lived experience to help others in recovery. So it's really been a journey from getting the funding to getting the staffing, and then it's a matter of, you know, we had to bring all these people on staff and ask them to come on for a project that was still in development. And we were actually prepared to getting ready to open our doors last year in spring, and then we got hit like everybody else did with the coronavirus pandemic, and had to really make some adjustments on the fly. That's when we developed service member, veteran, and family warm line. So that's a non-crisis support line that's operated by our peers from the R&R House that provides 24/7 non-crisis support. So it's called a warm line rather than a hotline, mm-hmm. because it's there to provide people with just some of that, when they're in not a level of extreme crisis, but still feeling those stressors, feeling like things might be unraveling or coming out of control, and that's when our folks are really there to support with that phone support. And as you know, Peter has been working that extremely well ever since we opened that in May, and we've only been seeing that call volume increase. We had more calls to our warm line in February and January than we did in all of 2020. So it's really been picking up.
I want to talk here, Peter, in just a moment about the warm line. But first, to get your thoughts on being house manager of R&R House, what is it like?
It's fantastic. I mean, there's, all these hoops to jump through or things going on, especially like Brian was talking about the coronavirus going on. But it is great just because I know I'm able to be in a position where I can help other veterans and really get to see where they need help or, different resources are out there. I'm constantly learning of different things that are available for veterans. So it's a really unique and powerful experience.
We're discussing a new peer-run home for veterans located in Pewaukee. Peter Borecki is house manager. Brian Michael is program director for R&R House. Brian helped bring it to fruition as director of prevention services at Mental Health America of Wisconsin. What questions do you have about peer-run respite care for veterans? What do you want to know about how the house operates? What can you share with fellow veterans? Are there supports that you've turned to in difficult times? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about R&R House in Pewaukee on the morning show. I'm Kedar Chirkent. The people behind this respite care home are veterans themselves, better connecting with lived experiences in the military, lived experiences going through mental health or substance use challenges. The R&R House is operated by Mental Health America of Wisconsin under a grant from the state DHS. Veterans, how are you managing these times? Are you finding resources are accessible and available? Join in 800-642-1234. Brian Michael is Director of Prevention Services at Mental Health America of Wisconsin, and Peter Boricki is House Manager of the Peer Run Respite Care Home for Veterans, R&R House, and they're with us for 10 more minutes. Peter, how long is a stay at the home, and how do veterans find you?
So a veteran can stay up to a week at the house. So what you would have to do is call our warm line number, which is 262-336-9540, and you would ask to stay at the house. We go through a small intake form where we get a little information on them, go over some of our policies and procedures here. We go over rules for what we do for COVID-19, go through all that. Then after that initial phone call, whatever peer answers that phone call, we talk to another peer. We would agree then, make sure we are a good fit for the vet who wants to stay here, and then we would call them back. If we feel like we're not a good fit, we just wouldn't, drop the ball. We would see what resources are out there for them and still help that veteran in any way we possibly can.
Brian, how many veterans can you accommodate, and what is the need like?
So our original plan was to open up, and we have capacity for, we have three bedrooms that are available for guest use. So every guest will get their own individual bedroom. We do have, two full bathrooms, so we can have, because it's co-ed, we do have separate bathroom facilities for males and females at the house. But during COVID, we are limiting that capacity to one. It's a two-floor house, so we have one person on each floor. So we have a capacity for a total of two guests at any time. Like Peter said, to have that week-long stay, the services they can get are really a wide range of peer support services. So when we're talking about peer support, we're not talking about getting about our staff being counselors. We're talking about our staff being providing this specialized peer support process or just the really engaging in whatever that individual veteran needs. So it's not pushing them into treatment. It's not, it's really addressing their own recovery issues, whatever they're coming to the table with. We meet them where they're at. So it may be somebody wants to come there and their medication management is throwing them off their sleep patterns, and it's disturbing their wife, it's disturbing their family. They may just be feeling stressors at home that they need to get out of that environment. And to be able to share that openly and safely with other veterans that they know or that they can be comfortable knowing are not going to judge them, are going to allow them to really express that freely.
What I'm hearing is that you do a lot of listening, I would imagine, to try to figure out what help you can provide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really what our folks are best in is trained into how to be not only an active listener, but to motivate the other person to be able to express themselves. When we talk about, especially when we talk about individuals and veterans, especially who might be suffering from suicidal ideation, we're not there to call a crisis line on somebody immediately. We're there to address what's underneath that issue. Oftentimes people who might be expressing those suicidal thoughts they're stuck without any other way to communicate sometimes. And the pain just grows too great that it's the only thing that they can think of that could possibly alleviate that pain. Whereas if you can talk about that and get it open there, we know that that just talking about suicide is not something that's going to increase or lead somebody to suicide.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Brian Michael and Peter Boracki about a new home in Pewaukee that's for veterans experiencing mental health and substance use challenges, other challenges as well. Brian is program director. Peter is house manager. Are you a veteran? How long did you serve? What do you think of how the state supports veterans? And what do you hope to see in terms of services and how they're provided in Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. Peter, I want to ask you about the warm line and what it feels for you to answer it.
Yeah, so as Brian was talking about, we do have a warm line. It's operated 24/7, so there's always a staff member. So a veteran or their family member can call us anywhere throughout the state, give us a call, and they would leave a voice message on our voicemail. We say we'll call them back within an hour. It's usually quicker than that, but that way it gives us a chance to, if they're looking for different resources or information, gives us a little chance to find that for them right away. So then we'll give them a call, and we'll just see what that vet needs. And if they just want to talk, we'll listen. If they're looking for resources, advice, you know, we'll try to help them in any way we possibly can.
Brian, how do you see the warm line dovetail with what the R&R house can provide?
I think it really is a... It's a wonderful addition. It complements the services that and supports that somebody can get at the R&R house. It's just really one more tool in the toolbox to be able to provide some support for folks who need it, who might not know where else to go. It's also helped our veterans to continue to our veteran peers. It's helped them to kind of maintain that peer support role when they haven't been able to provide in-person services like we were hoping to when soon after receiving funding for the project. So it really it's been good that it's been able to help our staff continue to work on their peer support skills. It's going to continue to be a great resource when the rest of it is in full operation. So we haven't had our first guest yet. So we've only been open for about a month, but with all the additional information and sharing resources that we're getting, we really are well positioned to help any veteran in Wisconsin get to whatever resource, whatever connection they're trying to make. Peter and our staff have been, they work diligently to make sure that we've got an excellent resource list that can connect somebody with anything they need anywhere in Wisconsin.
Brian, that path from receiving grant funding to actually opening your doors, has that been a challenge?
It certainly has been. As we got the grant in, I think, March of 2019, and then our first task was just to find where we were going to locate this house. It had to be in Southeast Wisconsin, but it had to also serve statewide. So we wanted to make sure that it was in an area where somebody could still get to it easily or relatively simply from other parts of the state. That's why we chose to walk Pewaukee. It's relatively centrally located in Southeast Wisconsin. It's got easy interstate access from across the state. We've got cross state bus lines that stop through at park and rides near there that we can support people with transportation if that's an issue. But then it was really working with the community and going through a number of public hearings to address any concerns of the community. Because people really don't understand what peer support services are and what the need is for them. Veterans really need somebody who understands where they're coming from, who understands the experiences that they have. And a lot of them just can't get that in through private services, through community services. sometimes even through the VA. Not all veteran affairs providers are veterans themselves. And also I'm just a civilian, but it's been, I've been lucky enough to be working and in a role that supports veterans, whether that's through the R&R House or otherwise in the community.
Well, Brian and Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Brian Michael is Director of Prevention Services at Mental Health America of Wisconsin, Program Director of R&R House. Peter Boracke, Army Veteran, House Manager of the R&R House. We have more information as well as the Veteran Warm Line providing veteran peer support specialists. It's at WPR.org/mornings. Ahead this hour, we take a closer look at black bears as they begin to emerge from hibernation. We have the DNR. News update is next on the Ideas Network.